Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to the first day of this awesome new year. And I bet you all have been looking forward to this for 12 months. Yes, we're welcome in the new year in the age of Aquarius. So we have moved out of the old Kali Yuga. That was the age of conflict, stress, learning through conflict. We have moved out of that now, and we're going to be moving into learning through joy. Okay, we'll do an overview, and then we'll get right into the activation. This will be fun today. Okay, you have joined us for this fabulous New Year's Day meditation on world peace and 5D and beyond hookup. 2021 is going to be another year of extreme changes, transitions, polarity, as well as the infusion from our central sun of massive quasar, photonic, plasma, and gamma ray particle waves, which will enhance consciousness, expansion, growth, renewal, rebirths, transmutation, and transformation within all of our bodies and timelines. We're going to today together set the tone for the year as we invoke our higher consciousness to be embodied upon Earth 2, to create quantum level intentions for our life path and open up the channels for manifesting, get ready for this, financial prosperity, self-healing, divine emotional flow, clarity of mind, and the resolution to conflicts in relationships and your business. We will conclude the meditation with a prayer and blessing for humanity, the devas and elementals of Earth 2. We will again invoke divine intervention on behalf of humanity. Many of your angelic friends and ascended masters are here to assist with this spontaneous activation today. And as always, your pets and ancestors are most welcome to attend. And feel free to pass on the replay and download of this New Year's Day meditation to your coworkers, your colleagues, and to the new millennial generation, and especially to the teenagers who are perhaps having a bit of a difficult time right now, as you can imagine. Okay, always remember to drink water and always be grounded and focused while driving. And after the storm in your area, go out in nature and breathe in the fresh air. All right. So, we're going to start the activation now. So, please make yourself comfortable. And begin to bring focus to the breath and the now moment. So, when you breathe in now through the nose and exhale through the mouth, find your center with your body. And breathe into that center. All of the possibilities for you in this new year of transformation. We're going to call in all of your many selves on all of your many timelines. This incarnation here on Earth is your main pivotal incarnation in relationship to all of your other aspects and other timelines and dimensions, past, present, future, parallel, on and off planet. This incarnation coordinates all of your other lifetimes of which you are feeding into this lifetime, your awarenesses and your wisdom that you are learning in these other dimensional states. So there is realities where you know about healing, all facets of what we would consider healing. Not only of the body, but of the mind and the emotions and consciousness. And there's another aspect of you in another reality that knows, believe it or not, about marketing, about business. How to run your practice, your business. And you have other timelines and realities of where you are very much involved in planetary work, as well as, shall we say, interstellar work. So not only for this planet, but for the solar system and parts of the galaxy. You have other timelines where you are connected with angelic presences. And you have timelines where you are working with ascended masters in the evolutionary process, the ascension process, not only of Earth, but of other planets in our solar system, like Jupiter. Saturn, Pluto. You have inner Earth realities of where you live and work and play within the inner dimensions of what we call Gaia. And you have realities where you are the spiritual explorer and the way shower and the oracle. In fact, you are so many things that today we're going to begin to tie them all together. We're going to hook up to these levels, these realities, and constantly align them to your Earth incarnation for your next step, for your big, major, one-year next step into the great unknown. And there are many levels of you that extend out through the 144,000 dimensional levels. So let's take a deep breath now, come into the one now moment. Now as you breathe, ask to receive relaxation waves. You can imagine that these are like sound waves, cosmic sound waves that are penetrating through your physical body all the way down to the DNA level, the chromosomes and genes, protons, electrons, and neutrons. And they are helping your brain, your lower mind, so to speak, your body to relax, which is a key. So as you relax, your consciousness can move more freely in the oneness and into all possibilities. Feel these sound waves penetrating your brain, relaxing the nervous system, relaxing the muscles in your forehead, your eyelids, your jaw, your shoulder joints, your upper back, your fingers, toes, calves. Call in your main spiritual guides beyond the fifth dimension. Make sure that you are clear of the collective astral plane, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, your intellect, your pain body, and your emotional body. And begin to move awareness directly into the light. Now, energetically, feel as if you have completely moved out of 2020 or 2019 or 2018, 17, 16, and 15. And feel as if now you are symbolically standing at the edge of a cliff with a view of the horizon, which is vast and infinite. And you have come into this place very much in present time, completely free of the past. And you are standing or sitting at the edge of a very tall cliff face and looking out into the horizon. And seeing the glow of the sun way off into the horizon. And you're seeing beautiful clouds and landscapes that are exquisitely beautiful. Take in the beauty of the view. And imagine that you are like an artist. And you're going to paint a beautiful landscape that represents this new year, 2021, the year of another level of great change and transformation. And that you can use all the elements of nature in painting your vision for this year. Not only how you want to feel emotionally each and every month of this new year, but also the quality of your thoughts and your mental psychological constructs that we could call visual intentions. And that whatever you create in your beautiful drawing will manifest in divine right timing. So let's gather your troops. Interesting word. Let's gather your troops about you. These are your guides. And together, begin to telepathically collaborate with them regarding how you are going to paint this new year. Of how you're going to relate to the world, your family, your co-workers, your colleagues, your friends, people that you're going to meet unexpectedly, your tribe. And how you want your body, your physical body, to be. With the intention that you are desiring to fully be aware of your physical body, but not of it. Embracing all of your physical vehicle of expression, while knowing that that is not you. Fully accepting your body. Accepting everything of your body. Every level. The outer and the inner. And choosing for this year of great manifestation to be in charge, to be the master of your physical body. To be the driver of your lightship. We're going to call those from the ethereal realms, those that will play a significant part in your journey through life this year. These are beings from the fifth dimension and beyond. So ask your guardian angel, as you invoke the four pillars of light for your physical space now, and keeping awareness in the oneness, to connect with these guides and to show you how to maintain communication, telepathic and clairvoyant connection with these beings that are here to assist. And to be of comfort in times of darkness, perhaps, or aloneness. In those times where you go within the silence, to connect to your answers to life. Now continue to move awareness deeper into the zone going deeper beyond the fifth dimension now. As if you are going to sleep, that kind of in-between state where your physical self is falling asleep and the other dimensional self of you is waking up. And there is that transition of where you then begin to completely depart from the earth plane. It is similar to this, where you are, shall we say, closing down your conscious self and allowing awareness to move into these other dimensional levels that we would call the superconscious or even the subconscious. Now, bringing awareness back to the cliff and your incredible view of your potential future for this year. The view is going to represent this year and your many possibilities. So imagine that you are the cosmic divine artist. And that you can paint anything into this vista view. Anything of your choosing. Let us take an example. Take another deep breath. Allow the body to completely relax. And continue to receive these sound waves of relaxation going deep into the belly, allowing a release of all energies that aren't yours, going deep into the sacrum, base of the spine, allowing a realignment, if needed, of your original 8 cells, pineal gland, decalcification of your pineal gland, opening up the chambers of the heart, going deep into the still point, deep waves of relaxation. Allowing the body to begin its self-healing process through the power of deep relaxation. The body knows how to correct itself. Allow it. Feel the devas completely supporting your physical body. All right, bring awareness back to the cliff. You're going to gather yourself, your many selves. Actually, you may want to create to sit in a very comfortable chair with your feet feeling the power of the earth. Feeling the power of the rocks and the crystals. And at the same time, feeling your consciousness expanding even beyond the horizon, and you are collecting your many selves. So in this perception of this view that appears to go on indefinitely into the horizon, literally where you can see for a million miles into the horizon. You're going to magically begin to paint or draw the possibilities for this new year. And let's start on the level of relationships. Using your creative imagination, create the kind of relationships that you are ready to experience that is not based upon the past and the memory of the past, but is rooted in the now moment. Now, let that part of you continue. And let's choose another area of creative manifestation. Let's choose your career, your work, your healing practice, your coaching practice. Whatever you do to create income to be upon the earth. We'll just call it your career. And creatively imagine in the drawing, in the painting, how you would like to manifest your career and how you are to receive financial reward or compensation for the expression of your gifts and your commitment to not only yourself, but to humanity and the earth and the ascension process. Create the kind of souls you wish to connect with in your career. Call them forth. Let them know that you are ready. Envision rising above all the stress, the collective stress of the planet. Rising above all of the illusions that are being presented. And tapping in to that which is true. And feeling how much you deserve financial compensation for your spiritual work, your physical work, your emotional work, and your psychological work. What is your value? Feel that, draw that, paint it. Your value. Irrespective of what has occurred before in your past, as you continue to let go of the influences from the past, from your memory banks of the struggle to create. Paint what it would be like to create without struggle and conflict and stress. paint and draw what it would be like to freely create in the now moment your potential futures on all levels. All right, allow that to continue until complete. Let's go to another level of self. And this is regarding your personal development area, your spirituality, your personal growth area. And paint or draw how you would like to create your spiritual life. That would include such things as a daily attunement practice that some people call meditation or yoga or fitness or prayer. How you care for your physical body. In your relationship with nature. Imagine in this realm what it would be like to meditate in deep samadhi each and every day, even if it's only for 3 to 5 minutes. The feeling of samadhi. Or the feeling of what the Japanese would call kensho, which is liberation, release from the illusion. That moment of feeling completely free. Or the feeling of being blessed in your quiet times with the power of grace. Now let that continue until complete. We're going to shift to one more area here. You're going to paint or draw what it feels like to be financially successful and financially independent. Drawing, painting the feeling of what it's like to not only give abundance, but to receive abundance effortlessly. And the feeling of what it would be like to receive value in the form of money for your spiritual work. And that would include parenting and raising the kids. It will include taking care of sheltered animals that have been abandoned. Service work of any kind, caregiving. Draw and paint what it would be like in your landscape, in your vista view of what it would be like to receive unexpected finances. Of what it would be like to receive money from all potential sources, seen and unseen. Now we're going to shift, allow that to continue until complete. Now as you view the horizon, take in the many colors, earth and unearthly colors, colors not of this earth. Take these colors in, breathe it in, become one with these beautiful lights. Feel the power of the earth below your feet. And choose to use freely the elemental power of the new earth in your healing practice, in your personal life, in your career, in your relationships. We are now in the age of Aquarius. Now, let us go into deep meditation. Allow what you have created before to continue unto complete. Continue to bring awareness to you there that's on the top of the cliff face, looking out into the beautiful horizon of possibility. Let us together go into a deep state of prayerful meditation on these higher dimensional levels. And with the power of cosmic intention, to align all of our 144,000 selves, to align them with one another to the physical body. So imagine that you have 144 different components, layers, aspects, levels, and that you, your I Am, is orchestrating through divine music, in a sense, the alignment of all of these realities, these light bodies, together, so that you are now whole. From dimension 1 to dimension 144,000. And that your rainbow bridge, also called the Antikorana, it is that which connects all of that together, is radiating beautiful crystal lights of many hues and tones and colors. That you are bringing your future selves into this now moment. And You are allowing the wisdom from your past to integrate into the present moment, into your Akashic records. And that your physical body is now beginning to feel the effects of this alignment through the spinal column, through the brain, through the pineal, through the heart chakra. Allow the brain to recalibrate. Allow your chakra spins to self-adjust. Allow the flows through your chakra system, your energetic highways, pathways of light, to recalibrate. And allow the nervous system to begin to upgrade to the next level for this new year. Allow a more, how shall we say, in-depth connection with your celestial to all of your celestial helpers. I'm going to ask for blessings for your home. For any needed purification and cleansing of your home environment, as well as your work environment. Breathing in to your soul body all the wisdom that you have learned from this past year, and letting go of everything else. Taking from last year the wisdom from all of your experiences. That wisdom goes and is stored beautifully in your Akashic records. Letting go of the past. Staying in the present moment. Now allow your body to receive the blessings that are coming through your antacarana, your rainbow bridge, into the spinal column, into all areas of your brain and your DNA, chromosomes and genes, codons, protons, electrons, neutrons, subatomic level. And we receive now exactly, energetically, all that you will need for this new year of manifestation on all levels. So you are receiving the possibilities from your future in this now moment for this year. And within the heart, feel the power of trust. Trust and belief that all is well and that you are in divine order. Now begin to bring awareness completely back here to the earth plane in your physical body. And remembering, if you need to go to that inner place of creation, go to the cliff again. Sit down in your chair and begin to draw, begin to create, begin to paint what you want to experience, how you want to experience what you want to experience. If you need to recreate something, go to this place or a similar place in vibration, to where you have an unlimited vista view of possibilities, where you've elevated your consciousness high enough to be above all of the chaos in the world. Keep coming back to your body. Bringing the awareness with you of these great changes, of these possibilities. And imagine now that all of humanity is holding hands in a huge circle of light. And that all hearts are connected to all beings on this planet, including all of the nature kingdom. And that we all on this level are rejoicing in the age of Aquarius, in passing into the beginning of this new age of peace and enlightenment. And we ask for the power of the Christ to infuse this circle of light with the power that is beyond the understanding of the mind. The power to instantly create miracles and healings and transformations. That which ignites peace and joy and love. We ask the realms of the masters and the angelic presences called archangels and healing angels to be a part of this circle of oneness. Where all beings now are receiving the power of the divine light into their minds, into their hearts, into their bodies, into their soul, into their I am. We ask for this Christed energy to ignite the power within all souls, the power of truth, and the ability to let go of all illusion and fear and lack. And that all souls come to know their destiny. We ask for this Christed grid to infuse the atmosphere of the earth to bring forth a deep cleansing and purification so that mankind can see their true possibilities that are created out of love and oneness. We ask for divine intervention for all those that may be asleep at the wheel, for those that have gone unconscious and have lost the strength of their soul and their I am. We ask for all souls to be reconnected to their divine essence in this year of great possibilities. Now let this light ripple throughout the many universes, throughout all the levels of the new earth. And feel God's love embracing all of humanity. See the earth being bathed in exquisite light. And we invite the fairy kingdom and the devas to come more into our lives so that people can begin to remember. And we ask for the inner earth beings, Agartha, the inner earth cities of light. We invite you to make yourselves known to us. Call forth the Elohim of peace now. Breathe deeply as you come back to your body. More awake, more alert, more present. Feel the energies of this new year. Feel the freshness and the clarity You have moved out of the old age of pain and suffering. Into the age of enlightenment. Now adjust your still point within your heart. Allow the brain to adjust. Feel the vibrations coming through your pineal gland. Allow this activation to continue to move through your spinal column, your power center, that is your solar plexus, connected to the sun chakra, the base of your spine. Now as you come back, make a firm choice and decision to know only the truth this year. To know only what is true for you. To know who you are. To experience who you are. And to know that you are lovable and a loving being. It is time to fully open up and to flower and to be free of all excuses for being successful. Knowing that you deserve all. Stay committed to your assignments, your soul assignments. Stay focused. Be not distracted. Your discernment this year is to be not distracted. Stay on task. To not take on what is not yours. And to do what is within your divine assignment and nothing more. Take a deep breath, coming back to this now moment. Feeling the palms of your hands, the soles of your feet, the base of your spine, the tip of your nose, the top of your head. Feeling your spinal column. Feeling the space around your body. Continue to allow this activation to continue until complete. We ask for many blessings for your beautiful pets, your companions, blessings to your kids and your parents and your ancestors, and tell them telepathically they can let go of the suffering now. The assignment has been completed. Indeed. Okay, let's take one more deep breath. the breath of peace. The breath of peace. Breathe it in. Your birthright. Today, celebrate your rebirth into the age of Aquarius. Remembering, take in only what is true for you and express only that which is true from within. So allow the body to continue in its healing process, if you will, without the need to process. Allow the body to continue to heal. Calling in the power of your future into your body for healing. Be it 5 years from now, 50, 100, 2,000 years from now. You are now the master of your lightship. Make it so. Blessings from the cosmos. The comedy team, the Lovejoy team, may visit you sometime today to inspire you with smiles and laughter and giggles. That energy which helps the body to heal and to stay in a joyous state. Many blessings.